All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
All right.
You're listening to the Tomorrow Today podcast with Kyle Kaplanis.
Don't FOMO out. That's the biggest mistake in this space right now, FOMO.
And Duke McKenzie.
That's just crazy, right? It's insane.
Conversations with thought leaders, experts, influencers, culture shapers, discussing all things innovative, groundbreaking creative developments evolving digital markets. The podcast for those who are curious about what is next. Social media, Web3, NFTs, the metaverse, all the things you need to know about to start planning tomorrow's success today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tomorrow Today. I have myself, Kyle Kaplanis, and our host,
Duke McKenzie. What's up, Kyle? How you doing? I'm excited about today.
I'm really pumped because we have one of our creators that we work with, one of our favorite creators, especially in the family spectrum. Dominic Tolliver is in the house today, and Dominic runs the Tolliver Family channel over on TikTok that have 11.4 million followers. And Dominic, welcome to Tomorrow Today.
How's it going?
Welcome, Dominic. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
What's good? What's good? Yo, thanks for having me on. I'm super excited. Very stoked to be on here. And yeah, let's go.
So as Kyle and I were talking about guests for the upcoming show, so we get blessed that in our day jobs, we get to work with and talk to great creators like yourself all the time. Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. And one of the things that I realized when we're out in the real world talking to people is that you're sort of like an alien, right? Creators are like alien. They're like, who are these people that make money off the internet and do all these social posts and all of these types of things? Whereas our philosophy is it's really important for all consumer focused businesses, particularly to get to know creators, to see how they tick and all that type of stuff, because creators are some of the largest audience aggregators in the world. So for example, you've aggregated an audience of over 11.4 million people on TikTok, right? So
yeah,
that's why we're having you on. And I think the first question would be, just having you here, and thank you for coming, is how do you get started?
Everything starts with a dream, aspiration. Mm-hmm. And before the TikTok, before Instagram, I always wanted to be an actor. I've always wanted to perform in front of people, or I've always wanted to be like in the scene, in the camera scene, and just creating things content-wise. And then TikTok just fell in my lap. Once TikTok came out, I saw an opportunity. I seeked it and I started creating content. And from there, everything's history. But originally, how I started was I was making comedy videos just myself and with some friends. And then I gained a little bit of following. And then I started connecting with people on TikTok. The community on TikTok was amazing. And it's always been amazing. And and so I connected people from different cities, different states, and I collaborated with them. And I think that's one of the most amazing things when you collaborate with other creators, because you can grow with each other. They helped me push to get to where I'm at now. And then along the process, along the way, I met Isabella. We created content together, which we started a couple channel, and then we popped out a baby.
That's always the way. And is that why? Okay, so when you started and you started collaborating and whatever, what were you doing like before? Was it comedy? What type of content were you doing before? And then why do you think you resonated and started building a community?
The content I was doing before was straight comedy. I used to write all my sketches down and it was original. And I just started doing comedy videos and people just love that. That became my niche. So I just kept pursuing in that. And then I met people along the way who are in that same lane. So we just collaborated and made some funny videos, you know?
Right.
I was just going to say, Dominic, you're one of the best as far as comedic creators on the app. I think you're really one of the top ones. And
thank you.
Part of TikTok is also using the creative sounds. And you do such a good job lip syncing to those sounds, because that is a talent in itself. So many people cannot do it, and it cringes me out when it's not in time. And yours is always in time, and I'm just so appreciative of that. And that takes a lot of talent. So I just have to
say that. Thank you, man. And it's also the animated faces I do too. Exactly. I think it really resonates together when I just add like those facial expressions, because I don't look like a robot imitating the lip sync part. I try to exaggerate the faces so they can see like, wow, this guy is insane. Yeah, he's cool. Right, and I feel everything in the video, you know?
And then I'm curious, talk to me about like the growth, right? So you're 11.4 now. When did you break a mil? Like, when did you know, boy, I could do this for my job?
Man, That is a long time ago.
Yeah, it's time flies.
Let me be honest. I've been doing TikTok for about, I would say, 4.5 years.
So on the Musical.ly, right.
Yeah, initially I started on Musical.ly and then TikTok came in. So I've been on Musical.ly TikTok for about 4.5 years.
And just so everybody knows, because everyone isn't steeped in the TikTok world. So Musical.ly was the company that TikTok bought, the Chinese-based company.
Yeah, ByteDance.
Right. ByteDance. Sorry, ByteDance. That's it. Musical.ly was a company that ByteDance bought. And that kickstarted what you see TikTok in North America and all that stuff right now. So you've been on there for about 4 years and all that stuff. And then when did you talk to me about your first, like when you got to your first million, you were collaborating, you were doing those things. And why do you think you broke through, in your opinion?
I think one of the main reasons of why I broke through a million, my first million, which was very exciting, by the way. And I never thought in my life I would ever hit a million anything. You know, but when I hit my first million, and I think the reason why I got to that point is because on the journey to a million, I was meeting different people. I was networking. I was invited to some meet and greets, especially out in LA. And I met people who are just like me in the same field doing Musical.ly / TikTok. I think it's more of like when you collaborate with different creators, people love to see that because they're like, oh, it's not just Dom. Oh, that's someone else that we know. You know, that's someone. Wow. So it brings in this excitement and people love it. And I just kind of erupted with followers across, not even nationally, but globally, you know?
Right, right.
So that's, I think, one of the reasons why I blew up to my first million is because of just collaborations. And then I would say a major help was Isabella, because once I add her into my videos, like, it went crazy. It went stupid crazy. It went dumb crazy because like, wow, he has a girlfriend who like rumored like, oh wow, who's she, you know? So people were like going crazy over that. And then honestly, when I started doing more videos with my girlfriend at the time, which was Bella, we grew quickly and we accumulated more and more followers because we're doing funny couple things, couple goals. And also collaborate with my friends at the same time. And I'll collaborate with other couples. So I think collaborations basically got me to where I am today.
That's great. Isn't that always the way?
Yes.
What was your thoughts as you were growing really quickly? What were you feeling during that?
I guess it was like the energy from everyone. And I think what was so cool is once we started getting noticed, we were getting noticed at stores, on the street, especially in the mall. There would be like, oh my God, like you're Dominic. I never had that before, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was just like a new feeling and a new energy. So it's like that fueled me and to never stop. You know, I was like, you know what? I'm going to continue this no matter what, because this is so cool. If I can make someone else happy by making videos and they can brighten up their day and go on being happy because they watch something inspirational or just something just to laugh about if they're stressing out during the day, I'm all for it and I'm going to make it happen, you know? Because they bring me happiness by just like even acknowledging me. And that just gave me the energy to pump out content. I was pumping out like 3-4 videos a day.
When you're a content creator, what does your day look like? Take the listener through sort of what is a day in the life of when you're producing content, and how do you produce content? How much time do you spend? Like what does your day look like? What's the job?
Are you talking about before the baby or after the baby? Because it's different.
you can talk about right now. Like, it's sort of like, because you're pumping out. I see if you go on your channel, like how many videos on average are you releasing a day? One or two? Like three?
About one or two. And I also have like other platforms. But let me bring it back to the, like, before my baby, and I love her so much. Her name is Rose Jane, by the way. Rose Jane Tolliver.
There you go.
Let me plug that in real quick. But before I had Rose, the day to life with me was basically wake up, have some breakfast, and right away I would have 3 or 4 ideas lined up. And I used to produce 4 or 5 videos a day. We would sit down like at the couch or just anywhere and we would think of some ideas, or we actually look on the talk platform for inspiration. And I think that's a really, really great help because you can see what's trending, what's new, and like what song drop. We'll try to hit that sound before everyone else rushes in, you know?
Right.
But majority of the time, I like to have my own sketches written down. And if you scroll down like 5,000 videos before, you will see a lot of original content from me. And I used to always sit down and write. And sometimes at nighttime before I sleep, I will always have an idea for the next day. Mm-hmm. So day in the life is basically wake up, eat, make videos for half the day. And then just kind of
like when you say making videos for half the day, putting on a tripod, coming up with your idea, making the video down. When we put up one of your videos or TikToks or Instagram, whatever it is, how long does it take to make one of those things? When you say making videos for half the day, what does that mean?
It depends. When it comes to videos, I'm kind of a perfectionist. It can range from 5 minutes to 30, maybe to an hour filming a video, because some videos are just quick and easy. But there's some that it's like more in depth and it takes a little more time. But it's also mainly because I have to redo it. And if I don't like it the way it comes out, I redo it and redo it. And when I tell you, it'll be like 40 times.
Right. Yeah. But that's really good to know, because so many people aspire to be a content creator because they think, okay, it's easy, it looks so fun, I can make life and glamorous, but it is not.
No.
The creator life is one of the most difficult jobs in the world, because not only are you having to make content, but you have an audience that is responsive and you're responsible to fulfill that entertainment for them. And so that's really just on top of that, that's something difficult. And yeah, and it's funny because a lot of people think they see the video and they think, oh, that just took them the 15 seconds to make it. And I'm like, no. It takes a lot.
Exactly. It's just like any other work, any other field you're in. It takes like sweat and tears. I kid you not, when I make a video, I'll be sweating either because I'm dancing or my mouth is running dry, you know, because I'm lip syncing too much or whatever. But I actually sweat sometimes, well, most of the time making TikToks. So it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And if you're willing to put in the work, anything is possible, you know, and being very persistent and consistent, you can go far.
I think that's a common theme. Would you think that that's a common theme? It's funny because we had another creator on the podcast, Alex Stemp, and he mentioned that what he found was consistently like posting every day, getting up there posting every day was really important. Would you agree with that? Or
100%. I absolutely agree with that. If you're not consistent, just like with anything in life, you won't see results. If you want to see results, if you want to see opportunities, you have to put in the work consistently. And when it comes to social media, when you post and post and post and you gain a bunch of followers, they want to see you post, you know?
Right.
And I know sometimes it's good to take breaks, but like when you trying to reach a certain point in social media or wherever, people want to see you keep producing. And if you get caught lacking, you know what I'm saying? You're going to become inactive and people can follow you because they're like, he's not posting as much. And I don't really see him at all. So let's say consistency is key.
Mm-hmm.
It's major, major factor into like content creation. And it also could be hard on the creator too, because we constantly have to come up with the ideas.
Right.
As well.
No, for sure.
You're basically making short TV skits every day, but you're the actor, producer, director, and all of those things all in one with making that type of content. The whole thing, right?
Yeah.
And what's the biggest change? So since you started off doing comedy. You started off on Musical.ly, which was mostly a lip syncing platform. You went from lip syncing platform and you focused a lot on comedy. And now you're focusing a lot on family content. I think what's interesting is that people assume that when you talk about TikTok particularly, I know you're on other platforms, but you're born on TikTok creator, born on Musical.ly creator. They think of like little kids. Do you know what I mean? But yet you have a little kid, like you're doing family content. Just for you as a person and creator, what's the difference now in the family space versus when you were just doing comedy by yourself or before you started rebranding as a family channel and doing things as family?
There's a little bit of difference. So before I was just comedy and just doing whatever, and I didn't really care what I say. But now like I have a daughter. And I still incorporate some comedy in my family. So when I say I do family content now, it's not just like, just strictly just family, but I incorporate that comedy humor as well. But the only difference is it's very censored. It's more geared for families, like more family people, as opposed to what I used to, if you go down, I used to post like anything, you know, everything.
Right.
Like rated G to rated R stuff.
Right.
But now it's like, it's geared towards more family fun, cute stuff, you know.
Yeah, like PG.
That's how it goes.
PG version, yeah. Like Disney stuff.
Right. That makes sense. How did your audience communicate with you when you switched from being you and then having a family now? Were they open to it? Were they excited? Did you gain new followers because of the family aspect of it?
I think they were all for it because having a baby, majority of my followers was just crazy. It was like, oh my God, you have a baby. Oh my God, it's so cute. You're going to have a little dom. You know, so I think they were all for it. I don't think I had any issues of, oh man, like you're a dad now, boring.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like that. They're just very happy for me. I basically just opened a new chapter in my life. And essentially I can say like we evolved into a father figure. Yes. And I just want to let people know I'm taking you through a whole journey where I started off real young and you saw the different stages of how the growth of me, of Dominic, and now he's a father.
Yeah.
People love it because eventually we all get old sometimes. You know, we have to get old. we have to grow up.
From your lips to God's ears. That is so true.
Yeah. So they love the transition. I don't think I had anything negative feedback from that. But obviously there's always going to be negative people in your comments just to troll on you, which is natural, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. Everybody gets hate sometimes.
And it's funny because I think about 10% of everybody, doesn't matter what you do, like 10% of everyone has something bad to say or negative comments. It's just being that the nature of your job, you get to see everybody's negative opinion of you all at once with all the positive as well.
Yeah, that's 100% true. And everyone has a right to their opinion. So everyone's going to have something. I have videos. So they're like, oh, I don't think you should do that this way. Or I don't think you should do that way. You know, but everyone was raised different. I don't think anything that I post was negative, like impacted people in a bad way. I never want to push anything out there that's bad. But some people will have a different perception of how will they take it? How will they receive? Yeah. So it's just, this is how it is. That's everyone. I'm like that too sometimes. So.
Yeah, no, totally. And you know what I find interesting, Kyle, about Dominic? And Dominic, what I find interesting about you is we talk about creators and people have sort of one image in their mind of a, you know, especially on TikTok, a young TikToker doing dances and all those things. But what I find interesting is how you have grown with the platform. And your showing is that you are one of the most popular creators on the platform and it's a young family. Do you know what I mean? Like the type of adult PG content. And the thing is, as you grow and as you evolve, your content may shift again. If your family decides to grow, it can switch in that aspect as well.
Exactly.
I love that you mentioned evolve because what I tell people that are wanting to be creators and they're like, oh, I'm nervous to become one or whatever. I always say the same thing, like scroll down to the bottom of a creator's journey and see, because no matter what, even if they didn't grow a family, they still have evolved in other ways and creators will continuously evolve within the new chapters of their life because we all matured. Like a lot of these creators were really young 3 years ago, but even three years to a teen that are coming up to their early adult life are going to be totally different from when they first started.
Right.
So, you know,
That's so crazy to say, man, Kyle, if you scroll, I don't know if you've ever seen like my first word say talk, but if you scroll all the way down, super cringe guy. And I was so cringe. You would just see like evolution of Dom.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Then versus now, but I would say I was totally different back in the day. Didn't know what was going on. I was going with the flow and then I figure out where I need to go. But yeah, I came a long way, you know, and it's what, 2022? I started on this platform like 2016.
That is crazy. Wow. That time flies.
Yeah, Ali, if you scroll down to one of my first TikTok, you'll see like me back in 2016. And the face, I look the same, the hair, everything that... Nothing's changed, but maybe a little bit has changed, but my videos was very weird back then. And I'm still here in 2022, still trying to go strong, still not giving up because I love what I do. I'm going to keep doing what I do. I love inspiring. I love to make people happy and I love to stay out of a job.
No, owning your own fate and owning your own destiny. I think
I'm unless owning Kyle, you destiny, have a... Yes.
That is a good place to close off. Unless, Kyle, do you have another question? I think that's a great place to wrap up.
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
Dominic, it was great having you on. Thanks for spending this time with us. And good luck on your journey. Thanks for sharing with the Today team.
Thank you guys for having me on. It's a great honor. And you guys are amazing.
Thank you. Awesome.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. And make sure you like and subscribe to the Tomorrow Today podcast. We'll see you next week.
Like and subscribe and review. Right. We need some more reviews.
Let's go. Let's go.
Thanks for listening to the Tomorrow Today podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to follow us on social media at Project Z Talent. That's PRJTZ Talent. And stay tuned next week for more of the Tomorrow Today podcast, because shaping your tomorrow starts today.